morning light. Doing donuts on the neighbor's lawn, then sleep all through the day. Get up and start again. I can hear some sirens somewhere, but I don't know.
This is WBRS 100.1 FM Waltham. WBRS is brought to you by Cappy's Pizza and Subs. Located at 559 South Street, right next to the train tracks, Cappy's provides everything from pizza to baklava at prices that you can afford. Delivery and pickup are available. Their number is 781-899-7132. And The Justice, the independent student newspaper of the Brandeis University, found around campus, online on Facebook, or at thejustice.org. And finally, by the students of Brandeis University. If you want to call in, our number is 781-736-5277, and this is Car Talk with Nate and Connor. I'm Nate. So, the first two songs you listened to, we treated you this week, was I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye and My Evil Twin by They Might Be Giants. So that's, those are, you may be wondering to yourself, hey Nate, what's the theme this week? And to that I would say, the theme is roommates. And then you might also say, those songs don't have anything to do with roommates, which is kind of true. But that's okay. We managed to stretch out the definition of roommate a little. So the first one is about hearing it through the grapevine that your roommate is doing something you don't like. But Connor has a better explanation of why we chose that song. So she's going to talk.
So I am interpreting Heard It Through the Grapevine as you hear 3 days prior that your roommate is moving out and will not be paying rent that month from somebody else.
That's much better than, I didn't know why we chose that song.
That was why.
We explained that earlier. That was a good choice then.
I know you only listen to like 30% of the things I say.
Nice fictional backstory for that song. The other song was My Evil Twin by They Might Be Giants, which is about my own evil twin, Ben Rosenblum, who I had to share a room with for a long time.
And most of your life.
He was actually an okay roommate. He's a little annoying, though, but we love you. All right.
I'll do it. So the next couple songs coming up are hypothetical bad roommates. We have The Talking Heads.
Psycho Killer.
Rick Springfield's Jesse's Girl, because he's a pretty shitty friend. And then Amy Winehouse, Addicted, which I'm like 95% sure is actually about a shitty roommate.
Hi. I got a tape I want to play.
To the facts, I'm tense and nervous, can't relax, can't sleep, bed's on fire, don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Puffy, 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 run, 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 run away. You can't even finish it. You're talking a lot, but you're not saying anything. When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. Say something once, why say it again? Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Papa, 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 papa.
She's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her a charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. We'll be right back.
All right. So, during the break, or I guess while the music was playing, Connor and I were talking about how these songs made us feel about roommates. And the first thing that came up was that David Byrne would probably be a roll weird roommate. He's probably really rich now, so I don't think he has roommates. But he seems like he'd be a weird person to live with, because he'd probably be like up dancing in your room doing like nervous tics till like 3 a.m. mm-hmm. or like listening to like weird sounds for 10 hours and you'd like want to take a shower or something and just be like, hey David, could you get out of the bathroom? And maybe he would, but maybe he'd ignore you and just keep doing his thing. You never can tell. Anyways, Jesse's Girl is a song we play. We've played it before, I think. Neither of us like it that much, so I'm not sure why we keep playing it. But it's about a guy named Jesse's Girl, which is kind of a weird name to have, but he somehow gets through it. And it's this song is sung by his roommate. Jesse's Girl is a little weird because he has a weird name. You can tell that. Connor, do you want to say anything?
So I'm pretty sure this is the only song that is actually about a roommate. I think it's a pretty great song. Because, you know, when...
She's talking about Addicted.
Yes.
Which was the last song we played.
The last of three. You talked about the other two.
Yeah, but maybe just for you guys keeping score.
So it's about some lady who really likes smoking. And, oh man, her roommate gets a boyfriend. And she's just like, stop smoking all my weed. Because that's not nice. Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah. Car Talk is brought to you by DARE. To address drugs and violence. Drugs are bad, I think.
We're like pretty sure. Next up, we have another string of songs now dedicated to specific bad roommates. The first one is Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl. And it's the only one that we did any actual research for. And we will tell you the story after you listen to it.
So stay tuned, or else you won't hear the story. It's really important.
Woo-hoo! those endearing young chums that I gaze on so fondly today were to suddenly leave you or fly in the night, just like fairy gifts gone in the sky.
Roxanne, you don't have to go.
So, we just played you some songs that reminded us of some of our roommate stories. To start off, we had I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry, which has a pretty elaborate story that our friend Kevin told us about one of his former roommates, which I don't remember entirely because he told it to Connor, but Connor's gonna say that story.
So, sophomore year of college, our friend Kevin lived in the castle in one of the suites, and one of his roommates was going through some tumult about her sexuality and deciding that maybe she liked girls, which everyone was fine with, except that she also decided to become a raging alcoholic around that time as well, and would go out on weekdays, come back super drunk, and then have sex with girls in their common room at all hours of the night, extremely loudly. And it got to the point where they had to go to the DCL about it and talk to the roommate about it, and she ended up moving out. Except the room that she moved into was right next to our friend's girlfriend. So he still had to hear her through the walls, starting at about 8 p.m., he said, but then you could wake up also at 5 p.m., and it was still super loud. And at one point during the semester, the porn that they are recording in there, he is pretty sure, becomes a little bit quieter, and Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl can be heard through the wall. So now whenever he hears that, he thinks of her.
So that's probably the best story we got. So if that didn't do it for you, you can probably just tune in next week where we'll play good music. The next song we had was Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, which is always reminds me of my roommate Jonathan Epstein, because Jonathan Epstein really didn't like any music, but his dad did come once and say that he liked Warren Zevon while I was listening to some Warren Zevon, and so Jonathan Epstein's dad seems pretty chill. Jonathan Epstein didn't really wear pants most of the time, and one time broke our window, and one other time had for several months a large wooden structure occupying about a third of our room. But he was a good sport about it, and I thought I was too. I'm not really sure what happened to the wooden structure. It was kind of an off-kilter prism. I think they were trying to build a bar or something for ADFI. Maybe if you were in that rush group, you could call in and correct us or something. But that was a fun year. That's the only roommate I've had at college. I had a single in the castle, and the walls are pretty thick, so I didn't have to hear or interact with other people, which was pretty ideal, I think. I did share a room with my other brother, Tim Tim, for many years, and he talks in his sleep. Well, it's not really talking. It's more like making, like, inarticulate, like, grunts, and, like, sometimes there are words, but most of the time it's just like, ugh. And then it wakes you up because you're not asleep.
Have you ever thought that, like, maybe he's seizing in his sleep?
He's not seizing. You're seizing, you don't breathe, and you don't do that, according to EMT class. If you think you are having a seizure right now, stop that and call 911.
Or BEMCO if you're on campus.
Yes. But what I would do whenever he did that would throw, like, a pillow or maybe a book or something, one was handy, at him. He'd always stop, but then I would have to go pick up my pillow or book, and so I'd still be awake. it's pretty bad. Then I went to college, and now I don't have to sleep with Tim Tim anymore. I hope you're listening, Tim Tim, because I miss you.
And the song in between those two songs was Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runner, which is, well, okay, so it's not really clear whether I was the horrible roommate or she was, but...
It was Connor.
It was probably me. My freshman year roommate and sophomore year roommate, because I lived with the same person both years, so she wasn't that bad, you know. But she would do this thing where she would sing one line from a top 40 song, like, and most of the time it wasn't like the right lyric, and it was always super off key. So one day I put on Come On Eileen and then left it on repeat for like the next 4 hours while I studied, to explain why I was becoming so frustrated with "You Knew I Was a Wild One, Mutter, Mutter, Mutter."
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
As Connor's telling this story, it occurs to me that I was probably a bad roommate when I would play... I had a playlist on Spotify that was just the song Under Pressure. And whenever I had to write an essay, I just put it on repeat. Which I apologize for. That I regret nothing, but I'm sorry you had to listen to that a lot. Not sorry.
The best part of it was that she turns to me halfway through and goes, "I kind of really like this song," and then went back to work. But I think it brought us closer in the end. And then we have Roxanne, which is not about anyone we know, because that's about prostitution.
But if your roommate was a prostitute,
it would be super applicable.
Yeah, it would. And I think that wouldn't be a fun situation to be in. I'd be kind of worried if Gil was a prostitute or something. Yeah. That'd be worrying to me. I'd be like, who's this guy in my house?
Would you be more alarmed if you found out he had been a prostitute all along, or that he had become one in the course of your roommateship?
I think maybe if he'd been one all along, I'd feel better, just because then, you know, he has some experience. He kind of knows what he's doing. Like, I can trust that he'll make wise choices. But I think it's not something you should rush into, at least. If any of you out there are looking for a new career. Just my two cents. I have no experience with this. Just FYI.
We have one more song for you, and it's Oingo Boingo's Nasty Habits, which is quite possibly... describing the worst roommate of all time.
Which is really one who just doesn't do the dishes. We can, yeah. I think we can all agree on that. So, being dirty, having nasty habits, as is brilliantly explained by Danny Elfman.
Thank you. of They Might Be Giants, and you're listening to WBRS Waltham.